with college in the not-too-distant future, and two toddlers just getting into grade school, he didn't have a choice. Now was not the time to make a risky financial change. One Friday, Jim got an email from Karen. It was the first thing he saw when he sat down in his office. "Great news. The younger kids are going to be at Grandma's house tonight, and the older boys will be gone at youth group. I made reservations for 8 at Palazzi's, Jim's favorite restaurant. If you can come home by 6, that'll give us a good hour and a half to enjoy the hors d'oeuvres, which I plan to be wearing. By the way, if you look in your briefcase, you'll find a Polaroid. Consider it your pre-dinner menu. Can't wait to see you. Your Karen." You know what Jim said to himself after reading that email? Keep in mind, he was at a dead-end job. Financial pressures were mounting. His boss was a jerk who made Jim's daily existence a living hell. But even so, Jim closed the email and said to himself, "I'm the luckiest man alive." Having a great sex life is an exhilarating experience. It can bond a husband and a wife in a way that's unequaled in human experience. Knowing that your bride really does care for you, that your husband desires your body more than anything else, affirms a man and a woman in profound and multiple ways. Jim and Karen's kids benefited greatly from this email, by the way. It gave them a sense of security and happiness, making them think, "We're in the best family anyone could be in."